Welcome to the Revenue Engine Podcast. I'm your host, Rosalind Santa Elena, and I am thrilled to bring you the most inspirational stories from revenue generators, innovators, and disruptors, revenue leaders in sales, in marketing, and of course, in operations. Together, we will unpack everything that optimizes and powers the revenue engine. Are you ready? Let's get to it. I'm often asked, what is revenue operations? And I hear a number of definitions, depending on who you ask. To me, revenue operations is the engine that drives, enables, and optimizes your revenue process. It's the infrastructure, the people, processes, technology, enablement, and data that support your revenue-generating teams, such as marketing, sales, customer success, support, account management, and renewals. It's all about breaking down silos and aligning your end-to-end revenue process to the customer journey, aligning objectives, strategy, metrics, data, systems, and processes. Revenue operations is about driving alignment, transparency, and accountability across your go-to-market model, across all of the revenue-generating teams, across the entire customer journey, and from top of funnel to customer to renewal and to expansion. So why is there so much buzz around it now? I believe there are a number of factors that have caused the rise of revenue operations. One, with the increase of SaaS and a recurring revenue model, there is an increase in focus on customer retention and customer success. No longer is revenue only focused on net new acquisition, but instead also focused on driving customer value, retention of customers, and expansion and upsell into your existing customer base. RevOps helps create the infrastructure to support this recurring model in a very seamless way. Two, the selling motion has become much more complex. The need to align your end-to-end revenue process to the customer journey from top of funnel as a prospect to the sale as a customer to renewals and expansion is increasingly critical. And RevOps helps drive this alignment to the customer journey. Three, the technology for revenue teams has exploded. There is a system or a tool for every part of the revenue process, multiple systems and tools. So the need to implement, configure, administer, maintain, and keep these systems in sync is a significant part of the business. And RevOps typically is responsible for managing all of this technology. Reason number four, data. The need to have real-time, accurate, comprehensive data has also exploded. Keeping the data in sync across the end-to-end customer journey is a mammoth task, but businesses must have quality data, the right data at the right time to conduct proper analysis and provide the right level of insights to drive revenue predictability and make the right decisions for the business. So RevOps really helps enable the right data, the right insights, and the right analytics to drive those data-driven decisions that help provide better revenue outcomes. Five, prospects, buyers, and customers are more well-informed and have higher expectations. With technology and access to information, prospects know what they want before the first contact, before the first time they visit your website, before they schedule a demo, before the first meeting. And buyers expect a frictionless purchasing experience. Similar to how we as consumers expect more, in business, buyers want you to be easy to do business with, and they don't want to experience poor handoffs or experience any of your internal process challenges. And customers, well, customers expect a seamless, value-driven partnership. They don't want just a service vendor. They expect value, and they expect businesses to help them be successful. And that's really partnering through value, helping them reach their ROI, and helping them by providing thought leadership in the space. So RevOps really helps drive this alignment internally through policies, processes, and systems, but they also help drive the alignment externally across the teams in areas such as messaging, rules of engagement, roles and responsibilities, and all of those handoffs across the team. And reason number six, with a year like last year of 2020, organizations are realizing that the ones with a strong revenue operations foundation are the ones who were able to quickly assess the situation, make decisions on when and how to pivot, and implement the changes through the organization and through processes and systems. The need to align your operations process to this end-to-end customer journey has continued to become more and more critical. And revenue operations is all about driving that alignment, driving alignment in those key objectives and goals, driving alignment in your strategy, driving alignment in the metrics to measure that achievement, and in the definitions, making sure that everybody is speaking the same language and understands what each of the terms means. And driving alignment in data, right? Having that single source of truth where everyone is looking at the data and accessing the data in the same way at the right time. And also driving alignment with processes, right? Across the team, having those seamless handoffs, having those integrated processes. And of course, in all of the systems and technology, having integration and proper flow through all of the tools that support the revenue team. So in summary, I mean, I suspect we will continue to see the rise and growth of revenue operations as really that strategic differentiator in revenue growth and driving better revenue outcomes.